Will the church go into the world as just another compromised voice, or as a purified, humble bride recently returned to Christ through repentance and heart change? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, I hope you're enjoying Old Testament Tuesday. We've been going back through Ezekiel, a book in the Old Testament, and it was a day of exile for the Jewish nation, and they were in Babylon. We have Daniel, who's in Babylon. Ezekiel's a little bit south of Babylon, and Jeremiah in Jerusalem. So if you're enjoying these, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app, because we're trying to change hearts so that we can change the public square. Now, oftentimes I'm asked, why do we go back to the Old Testament? I mean, aren't we just New Testament people? No. From Genesis to Revelation is the counsel of God's word. We know that the gospel was first preached to Abraham, which is in Genesis, and we know that the gospel is preached in Revelation, which is the end of the book. So my point is, it's always been the gospel, it'll always be the gospel, and we can learn more and more about the gospel message through the Old Testament stories and the New Testament as well. So we are going through the book of Ezekiel, and we're in chapter 16. We did verses 1 through 22 last Tuesday. This Tuesday, we're doing 23 through 43. It says this. Before I read it, let's remember this. It's a story of God's miraculous grace. He notes God found Jerusalem abandoned, helpless, and cast out, yet rescued, cared for, and adorned it with blessings, prosperity, and beauty. We're going to see in chapter 16 the prophetic cycle of blessing, infidelity, or spiritual adultery, and then redemption. So here we go, verse 23. Then it came about after all your wickedness. Woe, woe to you, declares the Lord, that you built yourself a shrine and made yourself a high place in every square. So here we have, in verses 1 through 22, God finds Jerusalem. God finds the Jewish nation, and their umbilical cord's still attached. There's blood on them. They're thrown into the wasteland. They're there. He gets them. He cleans them. They mature. He marries them, in essence. They become the bride. And then they start selling off all the gold, all the dresses, all the things that he had given them and used it. They cheapened it. And they started building shrines in the high places. You built yourself a high place at the top of every street and made your beauty abominable. And you spread your legs to every passerby to multiply your harlotry. Okay? So in other words, they were not faithful to God. You also played the harlot with the Egyptians and lustful neighbors, and multiplied your harlotry to make me angry. So here we have an angry groom at his bride. Behold, now I have stretched out my hand against you and diminished your rations, and I delivered you up the desire of those who hate you, the daughters of the Philistines who are ashamed of your lewd conduct. Moreover, you played the harlot with the Assyrians because you were not satisfied. You played the harlot with them and still were not satisfied. You also multiplied your harlotry with the land of the merchants of the Chaldea, yet even with this you were not satisfied. How languishing is your heart, declares the Lord God, while you do all these things, the actions of a bold-faced harlot. Could you imagine getting this word like, man, I saved you, and you're just living in prostitution and harlotry with how you're conducting your life? That every corner of your house you've set up a false god, you high places, and falsely worshiped. You know, before we arrogantly look at Israel and say, how dare they? How can they do these things? Let's look at ourselves and look inward and say, man, so go I if I don't remain in God's word. If I don't remain true to what God has to say to me, I could end up in that same exact spot. How languishing is your heart, declares the Lord God, while you do all these things, the actions of a bold-faced harlot. When you built your shrine at the beginning of every street and made your high place in every square, is disdaining money, you were not like a harlot. Were you not like a harlot? You adulterous wife who takes strangers instead of her husband. Men give gifts to all harlots, but you give your gifts to all your lovers to bribe them to come to you from directions for your harlotries. Thus, you are different from those women in your harlotries in that no one plays the harlot as you do, because you give money and no money is given to you. Thus, you are different. Man, this is just very visual, very much showing the heart of depravity within Jerusalem. What this is really saying is, it's like the prostitute paying you to be the for their being a prostitute to you. That's crazy. Therefore, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because your lewdness was poured out and your nakedness uncovered through your harlotries with your lovers and with all your detestable idols, and because of the blood of your son, which you gave to the idols, in other words, they're killing their kids. Therefore, behold, I will gather all your lovers with whom you took pleasure, even all those whom you loved and all those whom you hated. So I will gather them against you from every direction, expose your nakedness to them, that they may see all your nakedness. Thus I will judge you like women who commit adultery or shed blood are judged. And I will bring on you the blood of wrath and jealousy. Wow. I know. You're just trying to drive to work and hear Pastor Brian's reading these scriptures, but my hope is that we'll learn from Israel. Israel is God's chosen people. Israel is our example of how God deals with his bride. We need to repent, church. We need to turn to the living God and ask for forgiveness. We've done these same things. We've acted in these same ways. We need our hearts holy and righteous and steadfast on Almighty God. I will also give you into the hands of your lovers, and they will tear down your shrines, demolish your high places, strip you of your clothing, take away your jewels, and will leave you naked and bare. They will incite a crowd against you, and they will stone you and cut you to pieces with their swords. God's judgment. Now, mind you, he told them that this would happen if they acted in the way that they've acted. If they chose death, this is what he said would happen. They will burn your houses with fire and execute judgments on you in the sight of many women. Then I will stop you from playing the harlot, and you will also no longer pay your lovers. So I will calm my fury against you, and my jealousy will depart from you, and I will be pacified and angry no more, because you have not remembered the days of your youth, but have enraged me by all these things. Behold, I in turn will bring your conduct down on your own head, declares the Lord God. Why? So that you will not commit these lewdnesses on top of all your other abominations. So when you think of God's judgment here, and you're looking at this, and you're thinking, hey, you know what? Why would God do all this? Well, he's doing this so that you'll stop, or I will stop, or we will stop, or the Jewish nation will stop, depending on the context, playing the harlot with the things of this world. We as the church have done the exact same things. We've played the harlot. We've tried to put one toe in the world and keep one foot on Jesus. And the fact is, one toe in the world means we're dancing with the devil. We need to return to the living Savior. And as you go into that public square today, I want you to pray a prayer of repentance, saying, Lord, forgive me of the ways that I've dishonored, disavowed, played a harlot, been bought off or paid my lovers. God, forgive me of my unclean heart. I turn back to you, the living God. I need you. You are the groom. I am the bride. You are above. I am below. Ask God to forgive you. He is a faithful God. He'll forgive you. If we go into the public square today, just like all the rest of the world goes into the public square, I guarantee one thing, we won't make a difference. We've got to go in a different way today where our hearts are pure and sanctified before God. Will you prepare yourself? Will you prepare your heart in a prayer of repentance to Almighty God? Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this day. God, we do ask for your forgiveness. We've played the harlot, whether that is Jerusalem or whether that is the church, whatever capacity that might be in. We turn to you, the living God, and ask for your forgiveness, your mercy, your grace to go before us in all things, God. God, would you surround us? Would you speak to us today, God? Use us mightily for your kingdom, God. Set us free, oh God, from our sin. We sold ourselves to the devil, to the lies of this world, God. And yet we have claimed to be Christ followers. We're backslidden. We return to our vomit. We need you, God. Cleanse my heart, oh God. Make it ever pure. God, let me walk in your ways today. I need you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.